And now your comments. Last week, we aired a story about students at the University of New Hampshire who were writing a grammar book for Kisi, a language spoken in Kenya. Our reporter said Kisi is not a written language. But listener Earl Bowen of Wilmore, Pennsylvania, wrote in to say that parts of the Bible were translated into Kisi in 1929. Listener Farley Katz of San Antonio, Texas, told us the same thing. He also took issue with our story's assertion that the University of New Hampshire students are developing the first ever rulebook for the Kisi language. Mr. Farley notes that a linguist named Wilfred Howe Whiteley published a practical introduction to the language in 1956. Now, we contacted Professor Naomi Nagy, whose course was profiled in our report. She said she became aware of the existing grammar books only in the last few days. She told us she was aware of the Kisi translation of the Bible, but she said there's a big difference between one written text that is possibly more memorized than read and a written language that people use on a daily basis. We got praise for Debbie Elliott's interview with poet Jack Gilbert. Listener Mike Dragan of Spokane, Washington, told us, "Gilbert's reading of his poem Refusing Heaven is my new favorite public radio moment. That one left a mark." We'd like to hear if our stories leave a mark with you. To send us your comments, go to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and select Weekend All Things Considered. Please include a phone number, tell us where you live, and how to pronounce your name.